Okay.
So today I'm interviewing you about books, and you worked at a bookstore way back when.
A number of years ago, I did.
Okay.
Would have been in 19, probably 83.
1983.
84 till about 86.
Okay, so how old were you then?
Think I started when I was like 13
Okay.
and till I was about 15 or 16.
Okay,
Just
so
kind
it's
of a
kind of like a high
part-time after.
school, middle school
Yeah, it was
job.
a kind of a part-time out of school after school thing. I used to do a ton of reading, and this was a bookstore that my mom used to take me to all the time, and so we got to know the owner, and he used me to help. It was actually a he sold both new books and used books, and I primarily would stock and alphabetize the used books that he brought in.
Oh wow. So where's the bookstore, like the town bookstore, or like was it like
It was called Rainy Day Books, and it was in Independence, Missouri.
okay. So was it very popular back then, or
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I it seemed like everyone pretty much went. It was right near my neighborhood, and so a lot of people that I knew
would
would
come through.
go there for books. And especially because he did do the used books where you could bring in your used books and he'd give you credit, and then you could get more used books. And so it was almost like having a library with things you actually wanted to read that you didn't have to go and get a library card and check out,
Oh, wow.
worry about, oh, I forgot to return it. So
Would
no
like,
fines for being overdue.
yeah. Would like high school students like just be coming in and out? Would that be where they'd get all their textbooks and stuff for school, or
It was not a textbook store.
okay.
So, no, they did not have. I mean, when I went to high school, we didn't have to buy textbooks anyway.
Okay.
They were all provided by the school.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But it's not the same for me in high school. But yeah,
That's
so
what you get when you go to those expensive private schools.
oh yeah. Go Gonzaga, man. But it was worth it. So did you enjoy your job?
I did. It was, like I say, I was young, like 13 to 15 or 16. So,
Mm.
for me, it was more of an enjoyable thing where I was able to, because I was really into reading books. I was surrounded by books all the time. I was able to, as a result, could take home a few books when I wanted to. It was kind of fun. And the owner of the store was good friends with an author who wrote a number of books of children's poetry that I used to read a lot. So got to meet him and do things like that. So it was cool.
Do you think that like reading books like has changed, not only has changed from like a bookstore culture, but just like in general, like people like read less nowadays?
I think what people read has changed. I'm not sure that people read any less.
Yeah.
To some degree, maybe they read more because most people spend their days in front of a computer.
Yeah. Just more
And
like
so,
articles and like that type of stuff, or
yeah, it's more snippets or Facebook posts. The world has been reduced to sound bites very significantly. I mean, do some people still read? Yes. My wife reads books every night before she goes to bed. I have some Jap My wife is Japanese, so I have some Japanese language textbooks. I try to read a little bit each night before I
Oh,
go to bed. But at the same time, as an attorney, I spend my day reading
so.
and working on a computer. So it doesn't have as much enjoyment for me as it used to in that respect.
Exactly. Like.
But, at the same time, books provide an escape that you don't get in a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Internet media bombards you with stories of what are the Kardashians doing, or what's the latest trauma that's hit somewhere in the world. They don't provide
Artistic
stories that,
expression.
well, not even the artistic expression, even so much as just the opportunity to engage your imagination and the way I read a book may be different than the way you read the same book, because there are no pictures. And so in your mind, you have to put together, what does Harry Potter look like to you?
Mm.
What does it look like to me? And so it gives a very unique experience to any story that you read, even though it may be the same story. Mm. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Do you think the skills that you got working in the bookstore helped you in your like current occupation?
I mean, first of all, the love of reading certainly has helped.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I think it engages your mind in a very good way helps a lot. To me, I don't like things like reality TV or TMZ stories on the internet mm-hmm. that I know a lot of people get really into. If I want to read something, I want to read something of substance, or I want to read something that someone has put some effort into to develop and put their own artistic expression out there. You know, to me, that's much more enjoyable than it is to read about, you know, why we should all be concerned that Lamar Odom spent $75,000 in a week on drugs and prostitutes.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think that bookstores are just going to completely die out probably in the next couple of years due to electronic books? Or?
Well, I'm not sure that bookstores themselves will necessarily. Again, it's hard to predict anything. But, for example, my wife, she doesn't like the idea of reading a Kindle.
I can't read off like my iPad.
Feel of paper in her hand. You know, for what I do for work, we still buy books as attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times that I simply want to have it in my hand. I want to be able to have that paper take notes or highlight and
be able to. That's the big thing for me is highlighting. Like, I can't just like look at the screen and highlight with my finger. Just can't memorize anything that way.
Right. So, you know, our brains are not yet evolutionarily wired to focus only on electrons.
Mm-hmm. So do you think?
So,
yeah.
So I think that if it happens, it's a ways off.
Yeah.
But the nature of retail has changed significantly. And mm-hmm. I think that hurts your local bookstore.
That's true.
The age of Amazon being able to have warehouses somewhere where they can stock and they can consequently sell books much cheaper to you than what rainy day books could do if they still existed.
Mm. Do you think that high schools should not be moving towards like solely using tablets and other stuff like that? Because I know, especially at like my current high school, all the current freshmen just were required to get iPads to like just have at school, and that's where all their textbooks are going and everything.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to what we were just talking
about.
Personally, I think there's value in having things in your hand that you know, particularly things like textbooks, where you can take notes, you can access them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, kids can forget a book just as easily as they can an iPad, but at the end of the day, there's a sense of reliability to having it in paper and being able to carry it around. And I think to some degree, there's less chance of kids being able to set just kind of forget about the fact that, oh, I have to do that reading assignment, when they've got to lug the book home every day. Mm-hmm. If they're all in their iPad, there's no reminder there. Exactly. I suppose you could always set a calendar reminder, but we can all ignore those pretty effectively.
Yeah, pretty easily. What was different about working at like kind of like a small like town specific bookstore versus like a big like name brand like Barnes and Noble or Borders?
What was different? Well, I never worked at the big ones, so it's hard for me to say for sure. You know, what I can say is that working in a small bookstore like I did, you knew a lot of your customers by name. And so there were people that would come in. I knew certain people when, one of my friends and their mother would come in. I knew their mother was going to go back to the historical romance section. And the kids would go to the young adult section. And you could also identify to people when you had that type of knowledge of, oh, hey, you know, Mrs. Smith, we got in the new book that I'm sure you're going to be interested in. Let me show you where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas at a Barnes and Noble, for example, they may know when there have been new books that have come in, and they may know to go and show them to someone, but they're not going. They're only going to know that when the person comes up and says, "Hey, did you get the new Harry Potter book?"
Mm.
They're not going to know it intuitively, and so it's no different than any other kind of localized business model.
They're just very customer specific,
right? It used to be banks, for example. There was no such thing as branch banks. Mm-hmm. You had your local bank that you walked into every day, and that's where you got your banking, and your banker knew you.
Yeah.
Now you walk into a SunTrust, and they don't have any clue who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Candidly, they don't care. You're a customer.
Exactly.
You're not Joseph Artabane in their mind. So,
what was your, best memory from working at your bookstore?
Probably the best memory was meeting Shel Silverstein. He was the poet that I talked about, Where the Sidewalk Ends, and some other books. And to me, at that age in my life where I really enjoyed those books and such, it was kind of neat to be able to meet this guy who, I don't know if you've ever read any of his poetry.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely a creative mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was always much more of a math science kind of oriented person, very logically organized in the way I did things. And so to meet someone who was that truly creatively driven was a neat experience for me.
Wow. That's really cool. So it was kind of just like meeting like a celebrity, like someone you really like looked up to, or just
It was. Yeah. I'm not sure if I could describe him as a celebrity. I mean, his
books but like
are, I think famous, but
personally, like you had an attachment to him.
Yeah, to me, it was much more meaningful than like I say, meeting someone like a Kardashians or Britney Spears or something like that, where there's no substance behind them, and so. To me, he created things that so many of these other people don't create, and that's what made it worthwhile in my mind.
Mm. So when did you kind of make that so you were talking about how you were more of a math, science-oriented guy. Did you just, I guess since you love reading, did you just mix that together? Did you go one way or the other as, like, life progressed? Yeah.
I'm a very unique one in that respect because I have almost ended up mixing the two together. I mean, I was in college, I studied mathematical economics and mechanical engineering, and then I became an attorney.
So where'd you go to college?
I went to West Point.
West Point, okay.
Yeah, U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
Yep. And so you're currently still in the military reserves, right? That's what my dad told me. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm running out of questions, and this is supposed to be 20 minutes. I feel like there's only like so much you can ask about bookstores, but yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I actually walked into a bookstore, you know?
Yeah.
It's. But part of that is, like I said, I used to, even through law school, I used to read voraciously.
Mm-hmm.
Studying for the bar kind of took that out of me. And so now when I study or read, I read Japanese language textbooks.
It's for fun.
Trying to be able to talk to my wife's family someday. Mm. But otherwise, and my wife, because the books she buys are generally speaking written in Japanese.
Mm.
She orders them from Amazon in Japan. Although there's, I think the other thing that probably would keep bookstores from completely going away is the idea of specialty bookstores. For example, there's probably the last bookstore I was in is in New York City. It's called Kunikaya, something like that. And it's a Japanese bookstore where I went with my wife. And so it, those types of things, I think there's always going to be enough of a demand that they'll continue to be of interest to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like nowadays a lot of people go to libraries, like especially at college. Like I spent a lot of my time studying in the library, but like going specifically to a bookstore, I could like honestly not tell you the last time I stepped foot in a bookstore.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, and like even as like a kid, like it wasn't, you didn't like go to bookstores, I guess, because I just like I grew up in a different generation, so talking about them was kind of like a weird thing to think about, because the only time you ever went there was like to get like the next Harry Potter book when you were like 8. So
the next Harry Potter book.
Yeah. Sadly, they ran out of them, but
I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, so. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, I hope it was productive for you and helpful.
Yep. Just, I guess, like, state your name and, like, your rank or whatever real quick, just so.
Yeah, my name is Bill Ruling. My rank doesn't really matter because
yeah,
I am a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to me, I'm just, like, for example, I'm doing this today as not as a reservist, but as me.
As you, yeah.
So.
Thank you so much. It was a very good interview.
My pleasure.
Yep.
Hope you have a great day, man.
Yep, you too.
And study hard.
Will do.
All right.